This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day. Oh, precious Father, in the name of Jesus, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand today just to thank you and praise you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just to thank you and praise you for who you are, that you're God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today, hide us behind Calvary's cross. Excuse me. Anoint these lips of clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. I thank you because besides me, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I say, anoint these lips of clay. Crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding this day. Oh, precious Father, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that would try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word, and Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. And we're also going to be looking at 2 Peter 1, verses 1 through 4. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the word of God reads in Numbers 23, verses 19. It's not a man, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Corinthians 1, verses, hallelujah, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20 says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, it says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like promises, like precious faith, with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world through us. Just for the next few minutes, I want you to pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word of God. The word of God will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall stand forever and ever. We're going to be talking about God is faithful to deliver on his promises. God is faithful to deliver on his promises. In Philippians 1, verse 6, it says, be confident of the very thing that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So God is faithful to deliver on his promises. God's absolute trustworthiness has been consistently demonstrated over a long period of time. God's promises are his commitment to us as his children, as his people. He's guaranteed to do what he says he will do. Again, in Numbers 23 and 19, it says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Or has God will? Because he honored his word above his name. Hebrews 10, verse 23 says, let us hold fast the profession, the confession of our hope, of our faith, without wavering. For who is faithful? That promise. I'm talking about God Almighty, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three operate as one. Or agree as one. Hallelujah. Believers of Christ, the nature of God is his faithfulness. I'm going to say that again. Believers of Christ, children of God, the nature of God is his faithfulness. Because he is faithful to his name, to his character, and to his word. The faithfulness of God is deeply rooted, and it is an essential, vital part of who he is. In the book of Psalms 106, verse 8, the word says, nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be made known. God is faithful to deliver on his promise. Yes, the God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hands, the one that neither slumber nor sleep. He sits high, but he looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So for that, we are grateful. For that, we are thankful this day, the year of 2020. Yes, God is still faithful, even when we are not. God's very own reputation is at stake in all that he does. His name reveals who he is. And he is consistent with his name as an expression of his reputation. Again, people of God, remember that the God that we serve, he's true to his name. He's true to his word. And because he is, we as children of his can know that he is faithful, because God is true to his character also. God is faithful. I'm going to say that again. God is faithful to deliver on his promises. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verses 9, it says, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations." God is filled with love and compassion, and he's faithful to his love. Our God is a faithful God who does no wrong, because he's upright and just. Yes, God is true, and then true to his word, true to all the way. When God says something, he does what he says, and he says what he do. God have established covenant with his people, even from the beginning of time. The word covenant means a binding promise of far-reaching importance in the relations between groups, individuals, and nations. A covenant, it has social, legal, religious, and other aspects. It is a contract, an agreement between God and his people, in which God makes promises to his people, which requires certain conduct from us. Yes, God is the God of covenant and agreement. The word of God is God's covenant to us. The word of God is God's word. And in order for a covenant to be honored, both parties must participate. So God have left us his word. That's why the word of God says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Yes, this is our manual of God's word. This is a love letter that God has written to us for us to study and learn, for us to not only have head knowledge, but have heart conviction that his word is true. Because we know heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall abide forever and ever. Thank you, Jesus. God's word have already been tested, has already been established in heaven as well as here on earth. God honors his word above his name. His word will not return to him void, because he will honor what he has said. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 25 and verse 1, it encourages us by saying, "O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done marvelous things. Thy counsel of old of faithfulness and truth." This is bare to be repeated. Again, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 25 and verse 1, it encourages us as God's children, as believers of Christ, by saying, "Oh Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done marvelous things. Thy counsel of old of faithfulness and truth." Yes, believers of Christ, we know that whatever God has promised, he will do. Because he is faithful to the covenant he had made. God's faithfulness goes very deep. He is faithful because he keeps the promises he has made. For that reason alone, brothers and sisters of Christ, we can rely on God's faithfulness. If we look take the time and read through the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, we will see where God's word, where God was true on what he said. From the nation of Israel, which is his chosen people, to the Hebrews, the Gentiles, which we have been drafted in as Gentiles into the beloved family of God. So we fall underneath the same promises that he promised Father Abraham. Because Abraham, he is the father of faith. The covenant that God gave back then is still available, and it is in practice now in 2020. God's word will not change because spiritual principles have been already set. And the principles are true because God's word is true. So we as God's people, we must totally trust in God's purpose for our lives. See, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, to acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Trust means to believe in the reliability, the truth, and the ability or strength of someone or something. Trust means to rely on, to believe in the reliability, the truth, and the ability, strength of someone or something. But we as believers of Christ, our total allegiance, our total trust should be in God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that is not made of hands, wood, metal, or stubble. Because the Bible says the God that we serve is the Spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we don't serve an imaginary God. We serve a God who's alive and well. We serve a God that has all power in his hand. We serve a God that when our back is against the wall, he can intervene and turn it around in our favor. And the Bible says in Romans 8:28, for we know that all things, we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. We have been called, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening, those who will be listening later, we have been called for such a time as this. We have been called to let everybody know about somebody that can change everybody. Talking about Jesus. Talking about God the Father. Jesus the Son. And the Holy Spirit. All three makes up the Godhead and agree as one. So God is faithful. And he's faithful to deliver on his promises. That's why the word of God says, don't be weary in well-doing. Because in due season, if you faint not, you shall receive the promises. And all the promises of God, in him is yea, and in him is amen, for the glory of God by us. All of them, not some of them, for all the promises of God, Christ Jesus, are yea, and in Christ Jesus, are amen, unto the glory of God by us. That's why it's so very important for us believers of Christ, for us to confess and let people know, to confess to God and be in right standing with him. And then confess, then profess to the world God's word, not watering it down, not taking from it or adding to it, but just letting the world know that the God that we serve, his word is true. It's absolute truth. Sure, people may try to downplay or try to take away the fullness of what the word of God is saying. But remember, God's word is already settled. He won't change it for nobody because he's God and he already have established his word. His word, again, will not return to him void. His word have been tested. And it has been tried. And it's still here. It's still good. His word is what we need as believers of Christ. We need to make sure that his word goes from our head all the way to the depths of our heart. Because for some reason or another, if the enemy of our soul, the devil, who only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy, according to John 10:10, it says the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So our faith has to be in him. Our faith has to be in God. We must always be focused on Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who is the one that started Christianity. He is the one that was the trailblazer, that blazed the trail for us to follow. Jesus Christ. Consider him the one that was sinless, but took upon himself the sins of the world. became an ultimate sacrifice for all mankind, became the one that shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Jesus Christ was Lord of lords and King of kings. Again, the word says in the book of Numbers 23, verse 19, that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Yes, the God that we serve, he will make it good. If he said it, he'll bring it to pass. If he spoke it, he shall make it good. Again, he looks over his word to perform it. Because his word would not return to him void. His word is good. His word is absolute truth. We can't add to it or take away from it. God's word is powerful. God's word can change you from the inside out. That's why it's very important to study his word, to meditate on his word day and night, to speak his word over our lives, to let the enemy know and other people know. For God I live.
There were times in my life, yeah, I did not do what you asked me to, but Lord, Lord, you still bless me and now many, many, many times before, Lord, you have forgiven me, yeah. Even when I'm wrong, Lord, you still open doors for me, yeah.
Great is thy
Praise the Lord. Great is the faithfulness of God. Yes, He is faithful. God is faithful to deliver on His promises. God has a plan. And we as His children can know that we will be consistent with that plan. God's plan is to create a people, a faithful people, who will follow Him. A people that is willing to depend on Him, fellowship with Him on a daily basis. Children of God, God loves us because the Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. According to John 3:16. Children of God, because sin hath entered the world, because of our unfaithfulness, God's plan is to create a people for Himself by, first of all, forgiving them of sin, and then drawing people to Himself and inviting them into their relationship with Him. God is a faithful God. He is always wants the fellowship with His people. See, the Word of God says that after we come become born again believers, after we come become children of God, if we fall short of what is expected of us, we can come to Him according to 1 John 1:9. It says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, God, again, is faithful and just, and He's willing to totally forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because unrighteousness in the eyes of God is sin. In turn, opens the door for God's forgiveness and cleansing power to purify our hearts. God is faithful and willing to deliver on His promises. Again, I have said what John 3:16 said, but it's better to be repeated. It says that for God so loved the world, the whole entire world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yet God will always be faithful to those purposes, to those promises, and we can have confidence in knowing that God will always act consistently, promptly, with his promises. God will always forgive those who repent sincerely from their heart. Those that are willing to come to him fully and totally, surrendering their lives to him. The Word of God says that in Romans chapter 8, verse 32, God, the one that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely gives us all things, those that are his, those that call upon him night and day, those that pray to him on a consistent and daily basis. Again, believers of Christ, we must trust in God's promises. Trust is necessary. For an example, when God promised Abraham an heir, Abraham and Sarah, it took a long time before that promise was fulfilled. If we read in the Old Testament, it did come to pass. It took a long time before that promise was fulfilled. But it was fulfilled, even when it seems like it was humanly impossible. Isaac, the promised child, the son of Abraham and Sarah, came forth. Everybody know that reads the Bible, that is scholars of the Word of God, that Abraham and Sarah at the time, before their names was changed, that they tried to help God along. And they both agreed. And Abram went and had a child by a woman by the name of Hagar. And his name was Ishmael. Ishmael wasn't the promised child. Isaac was. In the book of Hebrews 11, verse 11, it says that through faith also Sarah, after she having the name changed from Sarai to Sarah, herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged God faithful who had promised. Even sometimes when we doubt, sometimes when we try to figure God out, sometimes when we want to rush the promise, we have to wait and let God do what he said he would do. All we got to do is stay in obedience and stay in faith. So there will be times that we may think that God is not moving as quickly as we would like him to. But God is an on-time God. He knows exactly when to come and do things on his time. We serve an on-time God. Sometimes we have this mentality that we want things quickly, like placing frozen food in a microwave. But God knows the time He's always working, and he knows when to loose his foot in our lives. He knows how to allow his favor, the favor of God as well as the favor of man, to line up in the season that is right for the promises to be manifested. So God is faithful to deliver on his promises all the time. God also promised, for an example, he promised the children of Israel land. And after hundreds of years, he fulfilled on that promise as well. Israel, the nation of Israel at that time, when they came out of Egypt, he raised up Moses to be the great deliverer, to bring them out of Egypt into the promised land. But because of their disobedience, because of their shortcomings, they stayed in the wilderness for over 40 years, going around and around and around in circles. Then Moses died, and Joshua became the one that led the people, those that followed him across the River Jordan into the promised land that God had promised his people. So we have to understand that God's ways is not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His thoughts are higher than ours. His ways also. But we have to trust him when we can't even trace him. We have to rely on the fact that if God said it, he will bring it to pass. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10 and verse 13, it says, therefore, hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to endure, to bear it. God promised to make a way for you. He promised not to put more on you than what you can bear. He promised to be faithful to his promises. So we as children of God, we can be sure that the God that we serve, he is also faithful to us in 2020 as he was back there in the Old Testament. Children of God, even when we need to go through difficult, troubled times, God is still true. He's still faithful to his word. He's a true God. We have to understand that God is faithful, but our ability to trust him at times is not so faithful. So even in our shortcomings, God understands. Jesus he understand, because he was here in the fashion of the form of man, walked in this earth. He trusts God all the way to the cross. He is our set example that we should focus in on. There are many ways in which we can manifest our trust in him. Always remember this, brothers and sisters in Christ, believers of God, that God's promises are absolute truth, 100%. So count on them, because the God that we serve, he is a faithful God. God's faithfulness to his covenant promises is assured, even if we, his people, forsake his laws, refuse to walk in his judgment, we violate his statutes, and we break his promises, break his commandments. God's faithfulness is unlimited. Psalms 119, verse 99 and 90 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word stand firm. It is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Because God has spoken in truth, and his word is sure to every generation." We can count on what God has said. God is faithful to deliver on his promises. Reflecting on God's faithfulness in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 8, it tells us that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. God's principles do not change and will never fade, because they are eternal. This is also true of his character as well, which means that God is consistent, he's trustworthy, and is committed to providing the very best for his children, regardless of how our circumstances may look. In the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, it says, "It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion, his love fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O God." God's conditional promises are dependent upon our submission and obedience to him. I'm going to say that again. God's conditional promises are dependent upon our, as his children, our submission and obedience to him. Because you see, obedience is the key to receiving God's promises in our lives. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in tonight, you can count on the promises of God, because God is faithful and just to deliver on his promises. And again, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, it says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him are amen, unto the glory of God by us. Precious Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word will not return to you void. We thank you that your word is already settled in heaven, as you wanted to be settled here on earth. We thank you because you're an awesome God. You're a God that is able and willing to meet our each and every need. You're a God that is willing and able to turn things around in our favor. We ask you tonight to forgive us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you that Isaiah 1 and 18 says, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though our sins may be as scarlet, you make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but you'll make them as wool. We can count on you, Father, because you're not a man that you should lie, neither the Son of Man that you should repent. So we believe tonight that if we totally surrender all to you and we faithfully, in faith, through obedience, of being hearers, of being doers of the word and not hearers only, that we can put the word of God to practice in our lives, that we can live the abundant life here on earth. Oh, precious Father, every sin that we are aware of or not, we ask you to put in the sea of forgetfulness, cast it as far as the east is from the west. Cover us with the blood tonight, the blood of Jesus, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Let those that are listening in meet each and every need, every one of their needs. Those that will be listening later, Lord, have mercy. Grant them peace into their lives. We come against every attack of the enemy, every stronghold. We bind it up and rebuke it now. And Father, we walk in our authority of knowing who we are and whose we are in Christ Jesus. That we are the head and not the tail, that we're on top and not beneath. That we are the lenders and not the borrowers. That we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ to the promises of God. Father, we thank you tonight for everyone that have tuned in, for everyone that will be listening to your word. Touch those, Father God, that is not saved. Touch them and bring them to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, for your word tonight. Thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit of God to bring it back to our remembrance. And Father, we'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory. Here this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Have your way within our lives this day. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you tonight. I appreciate, glorify, magnify your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast this evening and you gained something that you can apply to your life. Share it if you got a nugget to focus on. Also, share the telephone number with your friends and family so that they can join in with us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you. If you have need to contact Apostle Tebow or myself, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you. Comments, questions, maybe even topics you'd like to have discussed. We appreciate you, and we look forward to having you again with us on Friday evening at 6 p.m. God bless, and we love you.